frosty 7 a.m. weather at the airport. Light rain and light snow. Temperature 38 degrees. The dew point 33. Relative humidity 78%. Westerly wind 18, gusting 25 miles per hour. And the pressure 29.26 inches and rising rapidly. Elsewhere at 7 a.m. in North Florida, Pensacola light snow, 32 degrees. Wind from the northwest at 30, gusting 43 miles per hour. Jacksonville, mostly cloudy, 59, southwest wind 43, gusting to 63 miles per hour. Dothan, Alabama, light snow, 31, wind from the northwest, 25, gusting 37. And Albany, Georgia, rain, 43 degrees, wind from the west, 36, gusting 57 miles per hour. Dew point temperatures across the region this hour, generally ranging from the low 30s to the middle 40s. Along the Gulf Coast, at Turkey Point, winds from the west at 12 to 41 knots. At Cedar Key, a westerly wind of 33 to 64 knots. Weather Service radar continued to indicate light rain and snow over most of the northern Florida peninsula and panhandle, mainly near the coast, all movement north at 35 miles per hour. Once again, at 7 a.m. at the Tallahassee Airport, light rain, light snow, and 38 degrees. The updated National Weather Service forecast for Tallahassee and the KIH24 listening area. A coastal flood warning is in effect today until 10 a.m. A high wind advisory is also in effect. For today, windy and much colder with a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow this morning. Clearing later this afternoon. High temperature in the low 40s. Westerly wind 30 to 35 miles per hour and gusty. The rain chance today is 50% this morning, decreasing to less than 20% by afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy and cold, lows in the low to mid 20s and a northwest wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour. On Sunday, sunny, breezy and cool, high around 50, northwesterly wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. The high temperature Friday afternoon at the Tallahassee Airport was 76 degrees. The low so far this morning has been 37. 1.94 inches of rainfall at the airport since 8 p.m. Friday. The extended Weather Service forecast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Clearing cold Monday with the highs in the middle 50s. On Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and not quite as cold. Lows in the mid to upper 30s to around 40 and the highs in the mid to upper 60s. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy and breezy in the afternoon. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s and the highs in the low 70s.
Special weather statement from the National Weather Service off in Tallahassee, Florida. A strong low pressure area was creating winter-like conditions over North Florida and South Georgia this morning. Light snow was falling at the regional airport at Tallahassee, Florida. Reports around the area have indicated no accumulations of snow on the ground. Some sleet has fallen during the past several hours. Widespread power failures have occurred over South Georgia and North Florida counties. Strong winds over the area are expected to continue this afternoon with wind speeds from 30 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Flooding continues to be reported along much of the coastal area of the Florida Big Bend with tides over 5 feet above normal in some counties. Motorists around the area should use caution while traveling today as limbs, branches, trees, and some power lines have fallen onto roadways. Reports indicate some icing on overpasses and bridges mainly west of the Apalachicola River and northward into Georgia. The coastal marine forecast, a gale center over central Florida Panhandle, will strengthen and move northeast over the eastern United States today and tonight. We're seeing the gale center, a strong squall line of thunderstorms producing possibly severe weather will move out of the Florida Atlantic coastal waters late this morning. A cold front trailing from the gale center will move across North Florida this morning, then off the southeastern Florida coast this afternoon. From Tarpon Springs to Apalachicola and out 50 miles, a gale warning is in effect. Coastal flood watch is also in effect for today. Winds becoming west to northwest at 30 to 40 miles per hour and gusty. Seas to be 12 to 18 feet. Bay inland waters extremely rough. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, mainly over the southern portion of the area. Until mid-morning, areas of rain elsewhere. For tonight, winds west to northwest, 20 to 30 knots, seas 8 to 12 feet, with bay and inland waters very rough. And for Sunday, winds northwest to north at 20 knots, sea subsiding to 5 to 8 feet, with bay and inland waters choppy. Seawater temperature at Turkey Point today was 65 degrees, tides for Shell Point. We expect a high tide at 6:12 a.m. with a low tide at 11:06 a.m. High tide this afternoon will occur at 5:06 p.m. The sun will rise this morning at 6:50 a.m. and set this evening at 6:44 p.m.